started more of a stag party thing. So while you're talking about why there's so much, you know, homosexual humor in corrections, it is.
It works.
Yeah, it definitely works. You know, it's something that people want to talk about, want to laugh about.
Do you think that's it? That it's just, it exists and so people want to talk about it?
I think that because of the boredom that you're talking about, that correctional officers, just in their daily exchanges, are talking about the most outrageous stuff just to entertain each other. And, you know, that everybody's always amping things up. I don't think it's a real homophobic thing. I just think it's more of a thing of, there isn't a bigger insult than, I am going to fuck you in the ass. Or, as one supervisor used to say to me, Egan, I'm going to shoot you in the ass and fuck the bloody holes. You know, it's just finding some new way to amp it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's certainly a situation of dominance if you're going to anally assault somebody. So, I mean, what more can you put on the table? Include your mother or your sister?
I don't know. Like, is it that gay jokes are just funny? Or is it...
Yeah, no, I also think it was jumping on the stereotype of sex in prison, male on male, and we're taking it, and like, we have to be in this environment, so we have to be in it instead of somebody else making fun of it, like, at us, like, we make fun of it ourselves, and that way it's really not, like, an insult to us if somebody else says it, like, oh, hey, you're working in prison again tonight, you're gonna go see a bunch of dudes having sex, it's like, yeah, of course I am, what else am I gonna be doing, like... Just take ownership of it, I guess, a little bit. It's kind of like how I see it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you were in the job. I used to have the job. We had to do a lot of strip searches. And it's like, it's not a pleasant job. Nobody really wants to do it. But you find some way to make fun out of it just to kind of get through it. It's like, time to get our daily dose of dude.
And I was like, oh, nuts and butts. Yeah, my favorite part. Here we go.
Yeah. You nailed that. Nuts and butts.
Well.